You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
ABC Books, North Glenstone, are good friends there. Make it possible for us to have incredible author interviews, an opportunity for you to actually listen to an author speak on his or her book. And I know so many of you like to read, and I see often, I just finished this book. Anybody have any recommendations? So we have these archived at KSGF.com. It's a great opportunity for you to scroll through, check out a number of books and those author interviews. And every so often, we are lucky enough to have a repeat author, and this is one of those instances, Dr. Everett Piper. He is the recipient of the 2016 Jean Kirkpatrick Award of Academic Freedom, and he joined us in the past to talk about his book, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, and he has a new book out called Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good. I want to thank you for being with us, and this book satisfies me so much because I have oftentimes remarked that when many of us were growing up, we would often see young people that were essentially acting as if the universe surrounded them. They were spoiled brats. And there, we would hear this said by adults oftentimes, just wait until they get into the real world. They're going to have a rude awakening. But what I've noticed has happened is that many of the people who helped craft them into those spoiled brats are catering to them as adults, whether they're CEOs of companies or they work in universities. And what's frightening is they are now the people who seemingly run portions of the real world instead of a real world forcing them to wake up and to grow up, which, of course, is the title of your book. So that title in this book really scratched an itch I've had for a while, and I want to thank you for being with us this morning. This seems to be somewhat of a continuation of your previous book.
Well, again, thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored. And yes, it is. It's a sequel to Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. And when I was on your show, I think it was probably around 2017, mm-hmm. commenting on daycare, I basically set myself up to be able to say to you today, I told you so. Mm-hmm. So everything I say on your show henceforth is, I told you so. Mm-hmm. In 2017, I said, what's taught today in the classroom will be practiced tomorrow mm-hmm. in our culture. I said, if we're going to teach self-absorption and narcissism on our college campuses, then don't be surprised that when these kids graduate, they're going to be narcissists and self-absorbed children when they enter into our Congress, enter into our courts, and enter into our corporate leadership. And here we are. Here we are. We have these kids that were screaming for safe spaces at Berkeley and Brown just a handful of years ago. They've graduated, and now they've got jobs as fact checkers at Google and Amazon and Twitter and Facebook and even Major League Baseball, where they're trying to cancel everybody who's compromising what? Their safe space. Where are the adults? Yeah. So if you wanted me to summarize my book, Grow Up, where are the adults? Adults that'll say this: life isn't supposed to be safe. It's supposed to be good. Debate is good. Disagreement is good. A little cognitive dissonance is good. A little conflict, iron sharpening iron, is good. A little character rather than comfort is good. Where are the adults challenging us right now to grow up as a culture, whether you're 21 or whether you're 51 or 61, to grow up and recognize that life isn't supposed to be safe. The good things in life aren't safe. Freedom isn't safe. Liberty isn't safe. Like C.S. Lewis said in the Chronicles of Narnia, the great lion Aslan isn't safe. The great lion of Christianity, the church, of human dignity, of human identity, the Imago Dei, is not safe. It was never supposed to be. Life isn't supposed to be safe. It's supposed to be good.
I recognize, like I think a lot of people do in self-reflection, part of who I am today in dealing with people and so-called conflict resolution, it was learned. It was part of my growth and part of my education, not the traditional structural education, but playing in the neighborhood, getting into fights with kids. I remember very distinctly second or third grade coming home and, you know, the kids down the street, I don't remember what happened, but I came home crying about it. And these kids were oftentimes, if you want to call them bullies by today's standards. And at some point, my mom finally said, don't play with them if you don't want to. So I had to make that decision. And I made that decision. I wanted to play with, you know, the kids in the neighborhood. So I learned to deal with it. These conflicts in life as you grow up, and recognizing that some of the, you know, kids were never allowed to do that. And I honestly believe that's part of the reason that we have so many kids that, whether it's suicide or school shootings, because they never learned how to deal with conflict. And unfortunately, so much of that arrested development, emotionally speaking, is happening in schools, and it's a deliberate effort. I don't think it's necessarily, I don't know, you can speak to this, whether that's the intent or not, but it's devastating young people, and it's preventing them from becoming adults.
Well, you can control a culture of children. It's difficult to control and keep a culture of mature, thoughtful, critical thinking adults under your thumb. So I think it is intentional. If you can scare everybody into behaving like a child, stay in your house, wear a mask, don't go out, it isn't safe out there, stay in your daycare, stay in your playpen, and everything will be okay. This is the thought process of children. This is not the way mature adults react. And look at some of the old axioms that have stood the test of time, because time has proven them to be true. For example, get back on the horse. Another example, no pain, no gain. Here's another one, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. All of these axioms that I'm describing right now, which would be good lessons for us to learn again, have been discarded as nothing but the product of white privilege, intersectionality, critical race theory, and a compromise of a progressive postmodern generation's desire for safety rather than freedom. If we want to be a free culture, a free people, a free society, a free man and a free woman, we need to recognize that the first thing, the summum bonum, the highest good of human liberty and human freedom, has to trump safety, that we are not supposed to be safe. God did not create us to be safe. He created us to pursue goodness. And the good things in life are true. Truth is good. Safety is a second thing that might come with the first thing, to quote C.S. Lewis, if you get your priorities straight. So my book, Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good, isn't just a bemoaning of the problem any longer. It's a book of 20 chapters, 20 lessons on the importance of functioning like a thoughtful adult and the fact that you can do so if you return to the time-tested truths rather than doubling down in your chronological snobbery and continuing to want to just hunker down in your safety.
We're talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Dr. Everett Piper. Again, the book, Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good. So then when it comes to, and I know you offer lessons and solutions here, I think of young people and how easily they learn, and their minds are still being molded, and how easy it is for young people to learn a new language. But as you get older, some of those things are they're imprinted, and the inability to change becomes more difficult. Are we best suited to try to fix this problem in the direction in this country by starting with young people and just dismissing those who have already been so damaged, there's no hope for them? Or is there a way for those who are age-wise grown up but who emotionally are still stuck at the fourth grade level?
Well, I do think that if the problem started in the classroom, then we want to go back and we want to try to correct it in the classroom. So if it was garbage in, garbage out, and we're suffering the consequences of teaching lousy ideas for decades, maybe the solution is to go back and say, okay, you've been consuming ideological carcinogens for decades. Maybe you want to stop consuming that stuff because you now have cancer of the heart, mind, and soul. Your culture is now dying because of the disease. So if it was garbage in, garbage out, maybe the solution would be goodness in, goodness out, good ideas, time-tested ideas. I think it was Cicero who said, he who is ignorant of everything that came before he was born will be always a child. So let's go back and recognize that whether you're 15, whether you're 25, whether you're 45, whether you're 55, that ideas have consequences. Let's use the crisis that's before us. I don't agree with much that Rahm Emanuel said about anything, but one thing he said that was shrewd, never let a good crisis go to waste. Take advantage of this crisis to challenge a culture to recognize that its value system right now is broken. And that, for example, tolerance is not a superior virtue. Christian charity, love, is. Tolerance is inferior. It says, I don't love you. I don't care about you. I don't even like you. Do what you want. Whereas Christian love and charity says, I care deeply enough about you, enough to stand in your way and tell you to stop. That's one of the lessons in my book.
Dr. Everett Piper, author of the week. It is Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good. I appreciate you being with us, not just once a few years ago, but the second time with your new book. Thank you so very much. Look forward to a third. Maybe one that says, hey, look, we started doing what I suggested and it's working. How's that? Let's hope.
The next one will be titled Dog Theology, Lessons We Learned From Our Dogs.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'd love to have you on. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Blessings and thank you.
Dr. Everett Piper, again, Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good. And like all our Author of the Week books, you can pick them up at ABC Books North Glenstone. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.